What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Big O and Jester are in the house. We've got a couple more episodes left in season four. And so because we want to go out with a bang, we saved one of the biggest guests for last. Welcome Kimber D'Amore to Rice and Beans.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Of course. We're glad you're on. Big O, how you doing, man?
I'm barely hanging in there. Work's killing me. And I got a Pfizer shot.
Well, don't worry, because Flight Room 420 has some goodies coming your way. We have the triangle, the black triangle, black market triangle gummies coming towards you. And tonight's show is going to be powered by one of their in-house premium rolls. This one is the Lemon OG. So I get to smoke on this during the episode, and so I'm super excited. This one we've been trying to get going for a while, and you know, our schedules are just kind of off. You know, we're all famous celebrities now, so you know, our agents finally linked up, and so Kim, welcome to Rice and Beans. How you been?
I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I was like thinking, I'm like, this guy's probably thinking, oh, I'm going to flake like a cornflake box, but I'm actually here. So I'm really happy. I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I just got back from Tulum. So I was really exhausted and I wasn't responding. I was like, I saw his messages. I'm like, oh, so much work right now. I was jet lagged. It's my excuse.
That's why I now owe Big O $20.
Yeah. Do you owe him $20?
Yeah, he gave you the benefit of the doubt. He said, yeah, she'll be on. And I was like,
sweet.
Yeah,
no, I don't think so. She just got back from. Love you. Too bad, Andy. I'm sorry. Jester the molester. What?
It's okay. I'm kidding. He's got a big, big pound of weed in his mouth. He's sucking out the tip.
Right?
Just a tip.
We all got to be good at something.
Before we continue on, I just got to get this out there so we don't get in trouble with the feds. There's no menthol in that, is there?
No. The president hadn't fucked this up yet, so we're still thank good. God. Like, Kim, did you hear about that?
It's on Vic's match.
Did you hear about that, Kim? That he's trying, like, one of his main concerns in his first 100 days in office is that he's trying to ban menthol and flavored cigarettes. I'm like, motherfucker, like, don't you have bigger fish to fry?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no way. Like, don't you have other shit to waste your time on than, like, what I'm smoking, my vices? Fuck you. Like, come on.
Maybe I like a little cool burn when I get all that toxic stuff in me.
I know. Right? Just listening to him is toxic. Kidding.
It's the truth.
It is the truth.
That's why I shouldn't be allowed to like program Siri responses, because my response to Siri, how do you feel about the elections? It was like, oh, great. Two old guys that don't know shit. Like...
Or the little kid from playing the banjo in Deliverance is now our president.
Right? Oh, jeez. They grow up so fast. They grow up so fast.
They are. I try not to watch the news. It makes me irritated.
Right. It just gives us fodder for the show. I mean, like, just the, especially when Trump was in office. And even, you know what, subsequently, like, there's the one that caught my attention from, like, 2 weeks ago was... There was a wax statue of Trump somewhere in Texas, right? They had to move it because people kept punching it in the face.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy. I was thinking it'll melt in Texas.
No, they
I was thinking it was like melting, like a little
President Biden when he was young, and then he was trying to cornhole Burt Reynolds.
Joe Biden in the younger years.
Playing his banjo.
So we are we brought her on for a reason, and so we're over here bullshitting, but let's just sit down and talk to Kimber D'Amore. Awesome. Kim, you've done a bunch of stuff. The two that stand out in my mind are the catering and the modeling, and we have questions about that, and we wanted to know, perfect. Like, your catering company, you started in 2018, and I know it was just because, you know, following you and stuff like that and keeping up with your work, it's mostly based on like spices and flavors, right? Like,
right, spices and also home cooking. Just, I wasn't really doing it for the public except for the spices, right? And I was mixing blends because I don't eat a lot of salt, so I was trying to make like different types of herbs that are infused and people can lean out. And then all of a sudden I was working with like a makeup company called Mally Rankel. She is a famous makeup artist who does like J-Lo and also Beyonce's makeup. And I traveled to her for a long time. And then one day I was just like, I'm done. She's like, I want you to release your wings and become something. So she told me basically to quit on her own behalf, even though she wanted to keep me, but she's like, please, you really need to do something for yourself because you're just like me. You just wanted more and more and more. So I quit. I wrote the VP. I was like a letter and saying, hey, I'm going to quit today. And moving forward, I don't know what I'm going to do in my head, right? And then I got a message the next day because I kind of prayed like to my spiritual gods and whatnot. I'm like, what am I going to do? Show me a sign. And this person just messaged me on Facebook and said, hey, do you meal prep? I watched your blog with your spices and your food, home cooking. Would you cook for me? And I'm like, what's meal prep? And he's like, well, it's just like little single meals. And then, you know, you sell it. I was like, okay, well, give me 24 hours. And after that, I wrote a contract and said, hey, you're my first client. So I started doing that weekly. And then he posted it and it just blew up. And then from 2018 to now, I've been still meal prepping. And from 2019, I got a food truck, so which is really cool. And it's just my dream since 2009, because I wanted to go to Hawaii and do like a food truck out there, but I decided not to move. And my dreams kind of went on a halt, you know. And let me do a screen share. Let me do that really quick.
Yeah, go for it.
I want to show you my food truck. Can you see it?
Not yet.
Okay, hold on.
So
it's called Flava Flav.
Yeah.
Boy. But it's Flav. There it is. There's my Sphinx cat. It used to be a boy, and I reincarnated him to a her. So it's supposed to be me as a cat, a hairless cat.
Well, when you shave your pussy, that's what happens.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty bald, you know. bald move. But it's my first truck, and I serve Mediterranean food, so I have a lot of influences of my background. I'm Filipino, Italian, and Spaniard. And so the funny story too, I just love wild things. I love wildflowers. I love the sun. I love kitties. And Flava Flav actually is just—it's not like the wrapper. It's for about flavor of spices. So, and I have this trademark, so he can't get me. Nice. He can't be swinging his clock. But you know what? One day I'm gonna hire him, be like up in the front, like slinging my dishes, and be like, "What you want? You want some?"
You better hurry. You better hurry. You should hurry. He's probably gonna die of AIDS pretty soon. So,
oh, yeah. He has AIDS.
I mean,
what?
Herpagonda syphilates. Make sure that you have a meal prep on a gold chain.
Look, oh, I will. It'll be on a gold plated chain, and it's going to be, I'm going to be swinging it like this.
Yeah. I'm going to roll the dice and give him 3 years.
Oh my goodness. That's sad. But yeah, can you see my page right here?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Okay. So yeah, I do. This is a lot of like also my stuff at home, and also, just stuff that I do for other people. I also own a protein line. If you see right here, I'll just have my little beautiful
how
model.
How the fuck do you eat like that and not fucking look like you belong on an episode of I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant?
Because I don't use salt or heavy oils. I don't fry stuff. So like all my meals are very like healthy, but it's disguise.
It's healthy cooking. That basically eliminates like half of my repertoire. Like, I don't know if that's going to work. That doesn't like, totally make me a catch.
See, look, I even do these type of, you know, the charcuterie tables. Like, this is my passion. I don't think I could ever work in the desk ever again because I'm just so bored. My mind is like so static. It's like, I want to do more. Give me more. You know, like I work fast and like I even make pies. I don't even know how to make pies. I just see it and I make it. So it's pretty cool.
So and what so when are you going to do a crossover episode with the food and the modeling?
Oh, I'm actually going to be in a magazine coming up on the 28th. I'm shooting. It's for a food and wine magazine. So he wants to make it, like, the photographer wants it to be like a lingerie, me chef, sexy housewife type of thing. So hopefully he'll put like flour on my butt or whatever, and then I'm baking bread. And I'm going to put your buns in the oven.
The quick just way to a man's heart.
Just so long exactly. as the bread is not sourdough, that's okay.
No, yep, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter for me either. So let's see. So with that said, I also do, so I'm a chef, and I'm also, that's not me. I'm like, who? Let me pull myself up. There I am. So, like what I said, I was like, yeah, I there's your stuff that you made me, Jester. There it is. You made me a little wooden carving for my birthday. And also, if I'm not afraid to tell my age, I'm 39 years old, and yes, I still model, and that's okay. And literally, I think at this age, I feel the best. You've known me for 25 years, right?
Yeah, yeah, about 25 years now.
Yeah, so, and you've been wanting me to do this for a long time, do your podcast, and I finally gave in. You put me in submission. Yeah, you're like, hurry up and do this with me. But yeah, I do nudity photography, but it's all classy. I don't think it's anything wrong with beauty of the body.
You do art. It's art.
It is art. Yeah. Right? So, and I feel like when people like discriminate and say, oh, that's a horrible picture or whatever, I'm like, actually, it's actually beautiful. You should embrace your body. And I'm not showing anything that's not risque, maybe sometimes, but not like where I'm showing my vagina. Mm-hmm. But vajayjay, my flower.
And you know what? It's like one of our cast members says, like, when this kind of thing comes up, if you don't like it, don't look. You know what I mean?
Don't look.
Like, how much time does it cost you to just scroll the fuck on and, like, mind your own goddamn business?
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree. And if you feel like you wanted to create art and you want to show the world, do it. You know, you only live once, right?
I tried that on Facebook one time, and then I got banned for 30 days for my dick pic.
I don't want to see your dick pic.
They're the best when they're out of context and totally unwarranted.
Yep. And as part of that, I also do FX makeup.
Nice.
So this is me as an avatar. And I'm all self-taught, by the way. I just see it and I'm like, oh, I could do that. And so I do my own rendition. There's Mystique. I make my own prosthetics. And that's, I also do body paint. I also do, like, I sew. So the whole outfit from Maleficent I made, except for the staff or shaft. What do you call it? A staff or shaft?
No, you're right. Staff.
Staff. Okay. And I, you know, it's just quick. And this is my 50-minute job of botch, because I'm like, okay, what am I going to be for Halloween?
But a Kardashian.
Yeah, with a big butt. Cake. But yeah, so I'm a chef and a model at the same time. And I'm actually also a mother. So people are like, how do you do that? And I'm like, well, I separate my life from my daughter. She knows I do this, but I never show her pictures. You know, they don't need to know. They're still young. But I separate from my family too. Only certain family members are acceptable, because my family is very Catholic. So they're like, save your soul, you're burning the hell because you're in nude, but not really. But,
right, like I'm sure your dad doesn't like fucking really want to, doesn't care to see these pictures.
Oh, heck no. But you know what? I did whisper in his ear, be like, it's okay.
She's like, look, if you still like me and you want to keep it that way, probably don't check out my social media.
Exactly, 100%.
Whatever pays the bills.
Exactly. So I've been doing this from when I was 18. I'm 39 years old now. And it's been fun. And I'm going to be in that food magazine. I've actually been in Playboy Spain. I've been in Ink Magazine, Tattoo. like everything that I've done is because of resentment from men, like ex-boyfriends are like, you can't do that. I'm like, watch me. I'm going to do it. So, but it was for me mostly too, because I'm like, no, I can do that. If they can do it, I can do it. You know, type of thing.
We love that kind of thing where it's like the big fuck you to the fucking haters. Yep. Like it's just like, and it doesn't require any doing anything other than just you being you.
Exactly. 100%. So, but yeah, that's my page. If you want to follow me, it's Kimber_DE_Amour. So that's me.
And like always, guys, we have the pictures up on obviously not for the live fans, because this is the benefit of watching it in post. We have the links and how to get in touch with her and the pages and stuff like that, all posted up on screen. And of course, we're gonna go ahead and post it in the blog, so everybody that's out there listening on, you know, apps like Spotify and iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, can get a chance to check out what Kim's been doing and the amazing work that she's been putting out as of late. And Kim, just, I mean, like again, I've known you for forever, and it's just, yes, I'm 100%. Like super happy for you, super proud of you. Like that's, it's to see what, like when you started out and then to what, you know, everything evolved to now, like it's really impressive, man. And it's so like, thank just you. Like congratulations on all your work. super happy to have you on the show again. And hopefully, you know, we'd do a few more of these in, you know, the upcoming season.
Of course. So. I'm inviting myself. I'm coming.
Oh, well, go ahead. Pop in, pop on in. Not only are you a chef, but you're also an awesome model. So let's talk a little bit about that. Like, how did that get started? You were about like what, 18? Like
18 years old. Yeah. Okay. So it started when I got asked from Ink Magazine and Tattoo. So I was like, okay, cool. I got it off Model Mayhem. People are like, oh, that's like a guy with camera kind of thing. I'm like, no, it actually, people pay on that site. And I was like, this is my time. So I was like, I'm not going to let it be. I was kind of like a chunky monkey back then. I was, if you remember, I was like a little thick, but that's okay. Guys like thickness sometimes.
A lot of times.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So back then I was just doing that. And I also got onto a cover coffee table book type of thing. Do you know Hot Rods? There's this guy named David Perry. So I did a lot of Hot Rod stuff. Yeah, nice. And I did a lot of pinup stuff back then. So that was like my look back then, you know, early 2000s, you know, in the 90s. It was like a lot of pinup and punk rock. That was like our era. And then I started doing stuff like lingerie, but I was super bashful because I didn't buy these yet. So I was like, I'm not feeling like a woman 100%. So like 4 years ago, it was just off and on. I was getting like little jobs, but not like the jobs I got now. Like within 4 years, I was on Maxim. I was on Playboy Spain. I was on SNG. I was on editorial. I was on like, I'm going to be on like this new magazine for the food and wine. And there's many more. And actually, I'm going to tell you a little tap it. I'm actually going to be in a movie.
No so, shit.
Yeah.
What?
And so I'm actually going to, I'm cast. Well, he says most likely I'm going to be the person, but we don't know yet because of the COVID stuff, you know, but it is for a short film. I'm supposed to be like the god of chaos. So I'm in Pegatory where I'm like pulling all these people, like, you know, I'm saying step in like Egyptian, but I do have that part. And then the other part is like a 14-minute film, but it's for Sundance. It's like an Indiana Jones, Lara Croft part.
Fuck, so
it's
just, yeah.
Like, it's like an intro, but
nice.
You know, if it gets funded, that's cool. But the other one's already funded. So which is the other one I don't know if I got it yet, but most likely I will. But the other one that it's coming out in 2022 is legit. Like, it's like almost like Avatar, like Lords of the Rings. They bring like the whole cast of Camelot, crossed over to Egyptian god, to, you know, like the now. It's beautiful with dragons and everything. So I can't say much because I'm not allowed to, but I wanted to give you a little tidbit.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Nice. I'm walking through doors. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm walking through doors whenever I have an opportunity. It used to be the shy girl. High school, let me just tell you, if I had to redo stuff, it's high school because I was the shy one. I did all my homework. I had no electives. I had no friends. I never went to a dance. I only went to church. That was it.
Wow.
No, my dad was the Nazi, like super hard, like super Christian, super Catholic. Like, I don't know. It's like a combine of like all the religions all in one where you're punished. Even listening to music was the devil, you know? So... now I'm like, you know what? I'm 39 years old. I need to do everything. Yep. I feel like I'm lacking all these things in the around me, and I'm having all these blessings, and which is so nice because I'm like, my family, my friends, my extended family, they all support me. Even though if I'm shooting like from new to an acting career, doesn't matter. I'm just gonna do it. You know, everybody believed in me when I said I want to do something. I'm gonna do it. They're like, do it. Because it makes me happy no matter what. If I fail, I do it 10 times harder, you know? I'm going to keep going.
You know, and I think it's safe to say that it's far from a failure. Like, those are some major accomplishments. And
thank you.
And it's funny that you bring up, like, the redo, because that's one of the things that we're talking about later on tonight. Because tonight is the... stand-up comedian spotlight of the night is going to be Daniel Tosh. And sweet. So one of the things that was good on Tosh.0 was the rewind. Yeah. the do-over. And so, you know, it's stories about when you know, a moment in time where we wish we could have, you know, maybe taken that one back, maybe done it over one more time, right. Or you know, change.
Hit me one more time.
But
free Britney.
But before that, one of the things that because we were just talking about the modeling that pops to my mind, and this is you know, right into our next topic of you know, making people feel uncomfortable. There was a story, and I'll let you go ahead and tell it. But you know, like it involved a midget.
Yeah, and, you know, Mighty Mike.
So go ahead, and I'll turn it over to you. Go ahead and tell the.
Yeah, so
that was a really good one.
So I was in Orange County. I got booked for a magazine called XO2 for Orange County. It was like Huntington Beach, Newport kind of thing. And they're like, well, we want you to dress like punk rocker, like, you know, school girl type of outfits. And then we show up at this spot. And then all of a sudden there's this guy named Mighty Mike. He's a midget. I think he's like up to my knee, like literally like the tiniest guy ever. And I'm shooting on this like fifth, like, you know, those little motocross 50s, but it's like, it's more like a rice rocket, I guess you could say. And literally I'm shooting on it. I'm sitting on this and he's like tall as me when I'm sitting on this freaking bike. And he's like, when I stood up, he started flicking my skirt. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just checking out the goods. I was like, what? And then later after the shoot, this guy asked me, he had the biggest balls to ask me out for dinner. I was like, and I didn't know what to say because I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm not really attracted to you, but you're hella small. He's like, I have all the big parts, you know, like he's like the hammer. I don't know. It was just awkward. I was trying to be nice. And I was just like, I have a boyfriend, even though I didn't have a boyfriend during that time. But he was like, I really want to take you to a really nice dinner. You know, let me give me a chance. I was like, no, I have a boyfriend and he's actually over there. I blame it. Remember my friend David from Dirty Heads?
Yeah.
I blame it on him. I was like, he's my boyfriend. Remember him? He got really famous. what's that movie called? Surf's Up. His soundtrack is on there.
No shit.
Yeah, David Floral. So, and he's really cool. And I said, oh, that's my boyfriend. But even though he was just one of my good guy friends, I had to blame it on something. Because I felt bad to hurt his feelings. Literally, would you want somebody in a freaking Superman costume asking you out? And he's like four foot tall, or maybe even shorter, 3'11". Who knows?
You're asking a guy about that? If a midget girl was coming up and flicking her beans, seeing I like to check the goods. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're like spinner. Yep. Like,
let's check out the goods. See if you like it.
I bet you it's all normal, but I just felt I didn't like the height. I felt weird. Like I wasn't into that.
Well, he made you feel weird.
Well, he didn't make me feel. I was more into like 6'5" guys. Well,
there you go. He made you feel weird.
Yeah. No, he's like literally vagina. Like his eye level is on my vagina.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, let me sniff it.
And you weren't about to have a baby around that time.
No. I was like, really? How old was I? 23? Maybe. No, I was younger than that. 20.
Wow.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I was very baby. I was like, no, I'm not having little midget porn. I'm not Bridget the Midget.
Not at that time, at least.
No, not even this time. I don't think I would have a midget in my life, unless she's super like Russian hot.
Oh,
she dances on a pole.
Did you see that, Andy? We just lost our viewer. Damn it.
Dang.
Well, here's something to entice them. We are going to go into a little thing called Big O the Meme Generator. And what? So Big O's got some stuff cooked up for us and for Kim to check out. So he's going to put the picture on screen and go ahead and give your genuine reaction. For the live viewers, unfortunately, I'm having a little technical difficulty on my end. So, Big O, I'm going to turn it over to you and try to get this worked out.
All right, let's give this a try here. We're going to go into before the date night. So we
I
got
love Gre- that movie.
Yeah, Grease was a great movie. So before the date, you're all trying to get a kiss, you know, with the lady in your hand. And then when you start the night out, as opposed to when you head home after the shit you did last night.
100%. I love that one.
He looks better. Right there.
He looks better, like older. He looks like a monkey back then.
Well, he also got some hair stapled to his head too, so that kind of.
Oh, helped. Really? Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Well, while he's taking care of some technical difficulties, let's go ahead and start with the first meme here.
I like your memes.
So right now we're going into dad jokes here. Not too bad. We got empty space here, you know, nice and neat. And what happens with that empty space? Oh, excuse me. There we go. We have a discount air and space museum.
Discount air and space museum.
Definitely a dad joke right there.
Totally.
If you're not laughing at that, well, I can't help you there.
I do like dad bods.
Dad bods definitely fit in there. All right, let's get another one set up here.
Is this what you do all day?
No, not all day.
It's your meme generator.
I do it a lot, but you know, not all day. Technical difficulties on my end now.
What?
Heck.
You just don't want me on anymore.
You're like, no, that's not it.
Ban her.
All right. Let me get these queued up here. Sorry about that. All right, we're going to start off with this lovely couple here.
Oh, my goodness.
Gorilla got back. You can see that they're going in for the long haul.
I can totally hear that song, like something like, I got your back. Dun, 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 dun.
Found a picture of your parents the night you were conceived.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a good night. A lot of charcuterie and a lot of drinking.
Mm-hmm. What did happen? Where's the plan B?
They needed a plan D on that one.
Or Z. Zoloft.
If you have to ask about a ZJ, you can't afford a big guy. All right. So a quick night out in the town.
The white horse.
Yes.
Yes.
When you're busy riding the white pony all night long, and if you don't know the reference of that, it's cocaine.
I want to put your head on that. I'll do a Photoshop thing. Riding white.
Heck yeah. I need to get on a motorcycle again. I wouldn't mind riding that.
Me too. I love, I would totally ride that. That's funny. Save a cowboy, ride a horse.
Yeehaw. All right, let's go into the next one. We're going to go Antiques Roadshow on this one, everyone. Sorry if I'm not looking at the camera. I'm trying to set everything up. We're going to go antiques again. Here we go. We got ourselves a nice vintage iron.
I was just thinking on like the Monopoly piece or like, or you can use it for like a burger, you know, or like you this little, like the press for the grill.
Yeah. This type of iron you can, or you could throw it at somebody's head.
Or in that this case,
have you ever seen a cordless iron? Neither did Helen Keller.
Ouch.
She burned both her ears when the phone rang twice.
Oh no.
Never gets old.
You're going to burn in hell.
There is no hell. But if there is, I'm going in a rocket ship.
Or VIP. VIP.
So we were talking about your little midget escapade there.
Yeah, let me see some midgets.
Yeah, here we go. Some midget porn. Looks like Andy's still working on some stuff.
He's just with a midget.
When you're rolling down the street and you get a look from that special girl's eye.
It's like a little Oompa Loompa.
So when you say, she says Oompa. You're going to be a new father. But you like oompa doompa doompa dee. That shit didn't happen because of me.
She has a little gift wrap, sandals, chanclas.
Yeah, and yep. I can't rhyme for shit on that song either.
Oompa oompa doompa da dee. I'm gonna dump that shit because this happened to me. Oh God.
That's one of those instances where you're like in deep shock. No.
And you're like, hip hop, a hippity hippity hop. I'm just going to out the door by a little midget because I didn't score.
All right. So going into the next one here, we had a little situation in the Suez Canal and everybody's putting blame on everybody else. But really what it comes down to is the information. You know, we got the Suez Canal and how big the ship was. Cubic wide, and you know how many containers it holds. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the largest containers it's the largest one. What can you do about that?
Oh,
you know,
that's crazy.
Just like when your mom gets long cargo ships stuck in her canal.
Just gotta cut it off. You just gotta cut it off.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you gotta push it through the canal.
Make extra lube. I want another one. Give me another.
All right. I'll give you another and another.
No, and then.
So I got one more special one here. So I was listening to a radio show and they were talking about, you know, taking a vintage movie and making it something special, more Italian-esque. So we're going to share this info first. And we got an original Star Wars here, New Hope, where Obi-Wan Kenobi's talking to Luke Skywalker. I'm looking for Obi-Wan Kenobi, says, and Obi-Wan Kenobi, now that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. I think that's my uncle. I think my uncle knows him. He said he was dead. Oh, he's not dead. Well, not yet. He goes, you know him? Well, of course I know him. He's me. Haven't gone by that name, Obi-Wan, since before you were born.
I think you got too much time on your hands.
I got way too much time. I see too many damn movies. But what if his name wasn't Obi-Wan Kenobi? What if he was Italian and also known as Don Cannoli?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Dan Cannoli. That's a name I haven't heard in a while, you gabagoo. You Samantha. Hey, Samantha, for you. I'm looking for Don Cannoli. He goes, my uncle said he used to pull stuff off the back of a transport. Then he ended up fucking dead. Hey, you fucking retard. Do I look dead to you? Kiss the fucking ring, eh? For I'm Don Cannoli, you fagola. You show me respect or I'll cop you with a blade. Or I might just stick a lightsaber up your balloon knot, you homie SOB. You uppity rat bastard, you son of a bitch. I'm going to curb stomp you and make that gabagoo who was out of your nose.
Ooh, look at the punching bags and that Italian slice. Ooh, I eat the gabagoo out of that. Featuring Don Cannoli.
Dan Cannoli. Full of cream pies. Full of cream pies.
So we got some, you know, simple 8 memes out there. Some good stuff. Might share with you.
That's awesome. I like it. You're really good at the meme generator.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. I'm not as good as some people, but, you know, I have a witty repertoire. When people put some stuff up there, I banter back and forth really good. And that's how Andy got to notice me.
I love it. Was it on Facebook or was it on?
Yeah, it was on Facebook. So, I was just, I really am not
digging around.
Yeah, I'm not a social butterfly. And I found Facebook and I was goofing off on it because, you know, I was just checking out my family. I was like, what else can I do? So I found some, offensive joke pages, and I started doing witty rants back and forth with people and trying to stir them up kind of like a troll.
Yeah.
And Eddie saw that, and that's when he invited me, and I was totally, against showing him my butthole. And then he said, come on to this.
Let me bleach it for you.
Yeah, this podcast. You can show it every now and then, fans only. Yeah.
Right? $15.99.
That's right. You get a dollar of that.
Yep. Or you can do a bundle package.
So save that's more. Why I joined. Yeah.
There he is.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. I finally got that issue worked out. I'm not sure what the hell happened, but thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah, we know you're bleaching your butthole.
Yeah, it was time to wash it off, so, it happens.
Whatever. You didn't get to enjoy my memes, but she did, so that's all that counts.
It's not like I'm not going to watch it. I still have to put the video together.
That's okay, but everybody all saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, they saw Don Cannoli and everybody.
Well, we can also, too. If I like plugging it on my Instagram plug more than Facebook, because mostly it's my family, and I'm like, I don't want everybody to see what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hey, Jess, your video went out?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. We'll just I'll go ahead and post some content in the window where I'm supposed to be at. And so we'll go ahead and continue on with the audio. I can see both of you guys, and it's cool. Like, I'm not really the eye candy here, obviously. So
and you're like the guy from Oz. You can't hear his voice.
There you go.
Don't look at the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, you mean the voice, not the face, I mean.
Do me a favor, put a clown.
I had a blunt joke.
We'll go ahead and do that. So we talked about the modeling. There was stories about... We started to get into some stories about making people feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. We heard about the midget story, and so Big O, what do you got for as far as the story of making people feel uncomfortable?
So, there's been a couple times where I've been out eating and people are just, too loud and just causing a ruckus. And, at those times I like to talk about hemorrhoids and stuff like that really loud, just to throw them off their game and just get a good general scaze. But, what really sticks out, and I've already shared this before, is the time when I was working copy machines. I was downtown Phoenix and going up on a express elevator. So if you're not familiar, you got regular elevators that go over all floors. Then you have express elevators that go through 1 through 10 and 10 and above in certain areas so you can get up there faster. And I had drank some orange juice that morning, and orange juice was not settling well with my stomach. And let's just say I had to go to the bathroom really bad. And as I was walking, I was wearing my nice white shirt, white tie, and carrying my tool case, roller on it, and going into this, uptight business area. And my stomach started making a loud whirring sound. And I was just like, oh, God, I better get on the elevator and get to the floor before something happens really bad. And as I get into the area to get in the elevators, right, to get to the 11th floor, which I needed to go, which was the first stop on this express elevator, everybody's packed in like sardines. And there was one spot and they're just like, come on, get in. And I was like, I'll wait for the next one. But realizing how packed it was and how much more people would come, I decided, screw it. So I got in there. The door closed, and as the door was closing, my stomach just started going.
And I'm like, okay, Chewbacca.
Yeah, basically. I was like, oh, God. And everybody's looking around worried as the death doors went.
Oh, God.
We started going up really fast, and the stomach just wouldn't quit. And all of a sudden, You know, nature happened. Okay, let's just say that. I let out the stinkiest, gassiest fart that I ever laid out in an elevator packed full of people going express up. And as we get up to 11th floor, the door opens and, you know, I'm just ashamed of myself. I'm like, what am I going to do about this? You know, I just got to keep walking. And as I get out the elevator door, as it was starting to close, I turned around. I saw this guy in a three-piece suit, just dapper, nice hair and everything. I point at him and go, you're a fucking disgusting motherfucker. And you should be ashamed of yourself. As the door is closed. And at that point, you hear, oh, it was you. Oh, my God.
Oh,
the floor
goes up. Oh my God. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I need to do that next time. I'll just blame all my farts.
That's right.
Everybody else.
It happens. What can you do? Blame somebody else.
I'm just going to blame is carnitas. Oh my goodness. That's awesome. Do you have one, Jester?
Yeah. So I'm, you know, back in the day I was an athlete and my main sport was basketball. And so this is a really big game and it's like, like the packed house and stuff, you know, whatever. And I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Like I got, you know, too into it. It was just after halftime. And so they inbound the ball and I turned around and I fucking shoot it at the wrong basket and I fucking missed. But like I kind of played it off like I was trying to pass it to somebody. But, you know, and it was like every, you know, I think only half of the arena went for it, you know, like it was just like, no, you fucked up and almost fucking shot at the fucking other team's basket. So that was pretty fucking embarrassing. There was a lot of people there and, you know, I could have done that over. That's probably one of the things I would have done.
That's awesome. But also at the same time, you're like, fuck.
I had a similar situation playing basketball in high school where I was a chunky monkey and I didn't get, you know, muscles and, you know, my lean bodybuilding until I was like senior. So I was still barely fitting in outfits and we're talking small outfits in the high school. I was only a population of 1,270 class in my class. So I'm wearing this tight uniform thinking my balls are showing, you know, as tight as they are, 1970s outfit. And nobody's blocking me. I'm all by myself because they know I'm the fat retard that nobody should block because I'm the first out there, you know, first time out there. So I get the ball in the middle of the game underneath the basketball hoop, which was on our side anyway. So I lucked out there and missed two shots from underneath the basket in front of a packed house. I wish I could take that back. That was a horrible night.
Well, it's not that horrible. And like I went to one dance in high school, right? This is an embarrassing moment. You know, that song, like the Pope coming through, Genuine song. Uh-huh. So this boy, my next door neighbor was like, can I have a dance with you? He was like a sophomore and I'm a freshman. And I'm, you know, I told you like in the past, I was a super Christian Catholic girl who doesn't know anything. My mom let me sneak out for the night and go to a dance. Cause she's like, I want you to experience high school. My experience is like my high school life was this church. You can go to your, you know, your college studies or you can go to your like youth group or whatever. So my mom let me go to Oakmont High School dance. And it was like one of those after game, what do you call it? After games, like a football game. Is it like what do you call those dance?
Oh, just a regular dance.
Like a homecoming, right?
Or was it a homecoming? Yeah.
Like whatever the football stuff. And, so my neighbor asked me to dance and that song came on. Literally, I had no idea. I was such a little good girl back then. And he had a boner, like literally dancing to that song. And I was like, what? I feel something on me. And it was like his little fucking boner touching me. And we're singing that song, you know, like Poke coming through on you. I'm like, holy, this is happening right now. It's such embarrassing when you're like, that innocent girl and you're like, what is going on? What's my sexuality? Do I like men or do I like boys or what's going on? So that was like my embarrassing moment for myself. And I finally told my mom the other day about that story. And she's like, they do that? I was like, yeah, they do. But it was just weird.
Some people
they dance boners are just the
it just happened. It just happens. Like I out of nowhere, just dancing and then you get a boner. That's so weird. Like, who does that?
Every kid in high school.
Yeah, they can't control it. They're like, slow down, dude. Like, slow down. Yeah. But that was my other embarrassing moment. I don't know, for myself at least. I hope never, I never hope that you had somebody touch your boner and his boner together.
Wait a minute. So we just met online, okay? I've never checked out his boner. Our boners have never docked. We're okay.
No, you're not playing the swords like, you know, Star Wars.
No, but on fans only, if you pay $50 extra, you might be able to see it.
Hmm. Right, there you go.
Is it glowing?
Only when I put a tube in it. So there was another redo that I would really love to get back. And it was, you know, for me, it's just, it never is a good moment. I mean, you either fart, you shit, you're pissed, you do something stupid. And that night when I was in San Diego, one of our friends, his truck got broken into, and here in Arizona, where we're going to school, tech school. And I was the only one to drive stick shift. So I drove a big Chevy truck from the Navajo that owned it. That was like 6'2". So this little Mexican, I'm not so little, but I ain't so tall, had to reach up for this pedal on a bench seat with my tippy toes. And I drove all the way to San Diego, and we get out there and I meet his sister, the Filipino's sister, the guy's truck got broken into, and she was hot.
But that
muy, muy caliente. So I had eaten Alibertos that night, and that's one of the Berto brothers. You know, we got Filibertos, Humbertos, Alibertos, Bertobertos,
and I had
I had like 20 some odd roll tacos, if not more. I was just eating those up. Good. Yeah, and then I'm just sucking down. I don't put salsa on my burrito or tacos. Okay. I drink it like a shot.
Well, I do that too. I take the packets too.
So you don't get it all messy all over the place, and it's hotter that way.
Yes.
Anyway. That night I had so much salsa that next morning I just couldn't hold it. And on the next morning it just finally got through me. And their family household had a bathroom right at the front door. So you walk in the front door and there's the bathroom door in a hallway. And I had wrecked their bathroom. There's nothing I could do. I mean, what can you do? You know, I had the fan on. I'm lighting up fires inside of there, trying to do smoke signals, and nothing's helping. So finally, I just open up the door to try to let it air out to the front door. And as I'm opening up the door, his hot sister opens up the door and walks right into that smell.
Oh, my God.
If I could have a redo. And I found out she thought I was cute. Well, nothing was happening. Yeah, it wasn't happening at that. I probably could have played it off if I actually had some skills at the time. I didn't. But you know what? It was just like, oh, fuck. Oh, well, walk on, move on. Yeah. And then
that was like the Texas gas chamber right there of death.
Oh, God. Yeah. It was horrible. I could barely stand up and live in that. And I made it.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. I noticed that you have a lot of bowel movement issues.
Yeah, I do at the time because I get nervous.
Yeah.
Women make me nervous.
Sometimes.
No. Superstar. I never did a superstar, but that probably would have been better in this case.
Well, as a little kid, my mom used to tell me that I used to take my shit and draw on the walls. So that makes you feel better.
Oh, I don't feel no regret. I just would rather have a redo. I'm not ashamed of what happened. You know, it happened. I'm going to tell the truth about everything. But you know what? Yeah, I would like to take that back.
Yeah. I don't know. All my funny stuff, I never think I want to redo anything. It's, you know what? Oh, I had a good one. So one time my mom like put me on a blind date. That's like something I want to redo with my mom. Like, don't ever set me on a blind date ever. And this guy literally just talked my ear off. And I was just like, oh my God, just take me home. Like, I don't care if you work for HP. I don't care if you program. I don't care if you have money. I just didn't care. And the guy's breath smelled like shit. Okay? Smelled like shit. I was like, and he wanted to kiss me. And I'm like, mm-mm. I'm not doing that. And then he's like, just have one more drink. And me being nice girl, whatever. I'm like, I'm doing this for my mom. So I go back to his house and he starts taking his shirt off. I'm like, what is going on here? You need to take me home right now. And he's like, you should give me a massage. And he's like flexing. He's like, you like this muscle? Do you like this muscle? I'm like, and then what I told him, I was like, if my mom was here, I would never kiss you with her lips or even touch your body with a 10-foot full because it was so horrible. He's from Boston, right? You know, the Boston accents drove me insane. And all he wanted to do was like talk about himself.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, it was the worst date ever. I'm like, never have your moms put you on a blind date ever, because it doesn't work. Because they whatever she likes is not what you like. Like, literally. Yeah, but yeah, his breath would just remind me of your shit. So.
Dragon breath.
Yeah. No, literally. I think he ate poop.
Like, oh.
I'm like, that bad. I'm like, ugh. He had halitosis or something.
Yeah, so probably.
I was like licking his butthole.
I was like, didn't even put him in, huh?
I know. I was like, let me just pay for this date. Let's take me home. You're like, oh, taxis gosh. Right now. That was the worst date ever.
See, you know, going through high school, I was always a nice guy, and you know, nice guys always finish last. Now that I'm growing up and everything, everyone's into nice guys. It's like, well, I should have been totally asshole back then.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Those guys back then, they look like 10 times older.
Yeah,
like,
that's probably true.
No, literally. Remember, we had this conversation earlier. We're looking brown. There's no cracks.
That's right.
Looking brown, that we don't clown around.
That's right. So how's everything going with you right now? I mean, with
COVID and everything?
Yeah, exactly. Did you get an increase with your, with your food truck and everything?
So I stopped doing all my stuff in November because I needed a break. So because I was so busy, because everybody was doing private COVID events for gathering, and they didn't want me to post anything because they were like, no, you can't post anything because I don't want to get in trouble or have people judge me. But I did like wedding. I was like super busy where I needed the break. So my food truck is coming back up end of May, early June, so I can get my public permit, because Placer County is closed right now for all that stuff. Maybe hopefully earlier I'll get my stuff. But I'm going to start doing public stuff. So I'm going to do wineries and breweries. Excuse me. And then I have a whole bunch of lined up for like weddings. So
good.
Yeah, sorry, I have to mute really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I got dry cough.
Yeah, it's all that Coke and Crown right there.
I know. Like, you say Coke and Crown?
Whatever it is.
It's Crown and Coke.
Silly. I just drink tequila.
Well, I do too, but I'm kind of worn out because we were having bottles and bottles of tequila in Tulum. Like, literally, we've like spent $4,000 just drinking our life away, like for a whole week. I'm like, my liver hurts. So I'm like, but tonight I was like, I need to switch it up. I'm like, Crown and Coke it is.
No worries on that.
Yeah.
Did you take?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask, did you take a vaccination shot yet?
Yeah, I did actually. So, and you have Pfizer, right?
Yeah. I had the Pfizer on the 27th of April. So I'm going back on the 19th of May.
Are you going to get the Moderna? Or are you gonna, just Pfizer and Pfizer?
Yeah, it's going to be double Pfizer.
Okay, good. You're not growing a third arm.
Yeah, and my blood's not pulling up. Johnson & Johnson.
I know. That's horrible, man. That's so horrible with the whole, like, blood clots. And I've heard so many things because I have a lot of people in the medical field. And they're like, yeah, some people have, like, really bad rashes. And, like, people are getting burns on their skin. They're having also, what's it called, Bell's palsy.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are getting Bell's palsy on Moderna. Is it Moderna? Moderna.
I believe it is.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just scary. It's just so weird to me that it's so generated so fast. And we have all these other diseases and colds and flus that we can't cure. And then all of a sudden we're able to find it that quickly.
Right.
So it's kind of scary because, like, look at Johnson & Johnson. They didn't really test it. All people were dying.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people dying. They're not even saying on the media, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but when they pushed us through, they knew what they were accepting. The government knew what there was going on, and people were accepting of taking the shots. So I'm not saying that's not a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just saying that collateral damage happens, and if you accept it, you accept it. But you know what? Screw that noise. You know, take care of your health. Feel better, 100%. And then maybe, yeah, exactly. And then, you know, get your shot when, you know, that's all been tested.
Yeah, well, everybody else is like, my mom's like Pfizer, you know, so I went with that.
Yeah, so I didn't have too much of an allergic reaction with Pfizer. My arm hurt and I was lethargic.
Yeah, it's just sore, right?
Yeah, sore? Yeah. And I was just lazy and tired afterwards, but you know.
That's me every day.
That's me today.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're alive and healthy and just keep going. I do a lot of holistic medicine. So I do, my daily dose is oregano oil. So it's from Greece. So it kills bacteria and a lot of respiratory issues and flus and coughs, like minus the cough I have right now. But that's from ice.
Right.
I get really like sensitive to anything cold. I like everything like lukewarm. It's weird. Right. Even water. So, but yeah, everything in my life is good. I can't complain. I feel like it's getting better every day. Even with the business, even though I'm taking a little break, I still do little meal preps for my special clients, but I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. So I can't wait to do the food truck and just start. Eventually, my big focus is opening a place where my food truck can go to. It's like a little mini restaurant, but not like a big one that's open every day. It's like open to like on weekends, like the food trucks can park into, because that's my goal. And eventually I want to just tell people, hey, you can be the manager, you can work. I just want to be the boss and just like, hey, I want this, you should go here and there. But I would always treat all my employees 100%. Like I would never take anything back. I want to pay them more, you know. That's like my personality, the way they work is a reflection of you. And if you give them more, they give back to you. You know, that's like my motto.
Yes. Well, you can use this idea if you want, you know, have like a docking station for your truck. So when you back it up and have an extension portion that you back right into and have like a mini restaurant to it, like kind of like a road, like one of the road diners.
Right. The most definitely. Like we're thinking about like the, what is it called? What's those metal shipping containers? Yeah. Shipping containers.
Yeah. Shipping containers.
Yeah. So that's the plan, but little by little, you know, I don't have all the money in the world right now, but it's happening. You know, a lot of people can't say they have a food truck, you know, like they're costly. And this is my first baby. So right now it's in the shop getting a facelift. It just got like new tires. It has a new lift. I'm going to get a new tabletop. And so I can't wait for like summer, because summer is going to get really crazy.
Oh, yeah.
When everything opens, is it opening up in June 15th or is it May 15th?
In California, I'm not certain.
Yeah, California. Where are you located?
I'm in Arizona.
Oh, I was just there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really hot there.
Oh, yeah, it's getting hotter too. But everything's starting to open up really, really good out here. There's lots of places that you can go to now.
Yeah. I noticed that I was going to Costco, everybody outside wearing their masks. I was like, what are everybody doing outside their masks on? I'm like, you can do it inside.
Yeah. So right now it's more, you know, people are trying to be nice to each other. And that's more the reason why they do that. And the families, they just don't want to, you know, interact with people out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, but I tend to do that myself when I'm outside in a general public with a lot of people around. I'll put on my mask just to be nice to people.
Just to be courteous.
Yeah. That's the word. Yeah, but then you're right. You know, when I go to like a smaller area, like a Circle K or whatever, I'll walk out in the open area with no mask and I'll put it on as soon as I walk in.
Because I'm like, it's too hot. I'm not dying in my own mask, my own breath.
Right. But we got about 5.5 million people vaccinated here in Arizona at this time.
Okay.
So they're starting to lift the restrictions.
That's good. Yeah, I think in the Sacramento area, I think what I'm hearing is that if you have your vaccination card, you don't need to wear your mask around other vaccinated people. But how are they going to regulate that? Like, are you going to be like, wear it around on your neck and be like, here's my VitaPass. Oh, I think I have to, can you hear
multi-pass.
Me?
Multipass.
Is it right? Multipass?
Lilu Multipass.
Yeah, Lilu. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to know who's vaccinated or not?
Yeah, just put a check mark on your forehead.
Yeah, like, you're good.
Yeah. Post Malone check mark.
Oh, my goodness.
Or is that Postmates? Either way.
Postmates, you know, who knows, Uber Eats, who knows. Yeah, what happened to Chester? Did he leave? He's like, see ya, peace out?
Oh, he's having some major issues, so.
Okay.
I don't even know the time limit that we've gone on here.
Yeah, it's been an hour. It's 7:30.
It's been about an hour.
Yeah. Did you have any more questions for me?
Oh, no. You've answered all our questions, and we hope that your business picks up and everything goes well. We can only wish the best for you. I know I only met you, but I've heard so much from Jester.
Now that I know where you live, I'm going to come visit you.
Yeah. You want to see my shit home? By all means.
I do. Oh, whatever.
I got three bulldogs that'll slobber all over you.
I love it. Bring it. And your daughter in the other room.
Yeah. she'll probably go, that's your friend? Yeah, she's a friend. She'll
yeah, that's my friend.
Yeah, when you come out here, Scottsdale's open. That's where the party's at. We got a lot of nightclubs that are opening up, a lot of restaurants. So, yeah, you have a good time out here right about now.
Yeah, I was, you know, like one story, just so funny. I was in Arizona, maybe in my early 20s. And you remember the show Pickup Artists?
Yes.
Okay, I was on that show. I was the main lady. Okay. So it was on Arizona, one of your clubs in Arizona. I signed a release form. I had no idea what I was signing. I was already gone. You know, I'm like, checked out. I'm like, I'm just going to hear the party and drink and celebrate my friend's wedding. And all of a sudden, this guy with a furry coat was like, you know, like, would you like to date my friend? I'm like, what? I didn't know cameras were on me. Okay, this is a funny story. So the guy is like, well, what's your favorite kisses? I'm like, what do you mean favorite kiss? I was like, what's your favorite kisses? I'm like, and I was like, Eskimo kisses. I was being such a dickhead, like literally. And then I did it on camera in front of the nationwide. And this girl, when I came back home, she's like, were you that girl named Kim on this show? I'm like, no, my name is Veronica.
Nice.
That's horrible. That was one of my memories in Arizona. It was kind of funny. But yeah. I was on that show. Yikes. Sweet.
Well, thank you so much for your time being on the show. And, you know, it's been great. And you have an open invitation. If you got anything that you want to promote or you want to come on, just say, hey, you're welcome to jump in. Just let us know.
Awesome. I'll bring one of my girlfriends on here. You're going to just get a kick out of her. She's also a model too, but she's like a comedian. She's like big TikToker. She has like I'm excited. So I just told Jester that I'm like, let's do a double team because I flow with her very well too. So we'll just go back and forth.
Nice.
So, okay. Well, thank you for having me on. I'm sorry I can't see you, Jester, or hear you, but until next time.
Yes. Thank you for your time.
And thank you, Beagle.
Everyone out there, thank you for joining us on the live Facebook feed. And thank you so much for joining us on our Zoom podcast. Everyone have a great time. And remember, if 2021's got you down, big frown, look for a pick me up with rice and beans in your cup.
Perfect. Bye. Peace.